KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear, 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, three people have been arrested on drug charges in Creston. Authorities say 48-year-old Michael Esslinger and 51-year-old Ricky Kimball, both of Creston, were arrested Wednesday afternoon at their homes on Union County warrants for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. And 32-year-old Andy Alden Hansen of Creston was arrested in the 800 block of West Adams Street early Wednesday morning on charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, and driving while barred. All three men were being held in the Union County Jail, where Hansen's bond was set at $100,000. Elsewhere in the news, a district court judge on Wednesday continued the sentencing date for a Southwest Iowa man convicted on a murder charge. The Daily Nonpareil reports Judge Timothy O'Grady ruled against a defense motion for a new trial in the first-degree murder conviction of Brian Davis in the July 18, 2009 death of his former girlfriend, Holly Durbin. Davis' sentencing was continued until 9:30 a.m. April 9th to allow the defense additional time to file motions in the case. The judge delayed sentencing because the defense is required to have a minimum of 5 days to file any motion it wishes prior to sentencing. Requesting a new trial, public defender Michael Hooper, one of three attorneys defending Davis, argued that there was reasonable doubt in the case. Hooper argued that the case had stumped a medical examiner, and even a firearms expert found that the scene was consistent with a suicide, leading to reasonable doubt. O'Grady said he started hearing the case entirely neutral. Hooper also pointed out in the decision that O'Grady originally used the term horrible to describe the bruising that Dr. Jerry Lamore, a former state medical examiner, described on Durbin's neck, but the doctor did not use the word horrible. Roan did not object to the request by the defense that O'Grady amend his decision and change the word horrible. A public hearing will be held this evening in Walnut with regard to the fiscal year 2015-2016 budget. Following the hearing, the council will discuss the budget and act on a resolution to adopt it. In other business, the council will continue with discussions on a possible acquisition of the Walnut School Building. Last month, the city was offered the chance by Walnut Superintendent Jesse Ulrich to acquire the building, which is owned by the Walnut School District. City Clerk Terry Abel said that Ulrich wanted to give the city the first opportunity to do something with the building. The decision was then made to form a committee comprised of the mayor and two council people, school board members, and members of the public to decide what they want the facility to become. They also discussed the possibility of hiring a consultant or an architect to conduct a feasibility study and facility study on the building. The Walnut City Council this evening will also discuss a proposed community garden, the 2016 Walnut Antique Show, and other regular business matters. The meeting begins at 5 p.m. A decision on what to call a school district in Western Iowa facing reorganization could come later this month. The AHST and Walnut Community School Districts have been discussing what to name a reorganized district as Walnut students prepare to vacate Walnut Community School next year. Jesse Ulrich, the shared superintendent of both districts, said the boards are weighing three approaches to naming a merged district: Avoca Community, AHSTW, or choosing a neutral name, not naming any specific cities. All three approaches are used across the state. For example, Malvern and Nishna Valley came together to form East Mills, while Glenwood and Harlan both emphasize community after their high school names. A joint school board meeting will be held March 17th, which Ulrich said could see a decision made on the name. The choice carries political consequences, with voters needing to approve the proposed merger. Ulrich said the vote is being targeted for September the 8th, the last date in the year approved for school special elections. He said the districts have missed the deadline to have a vote scheduled in June. While the Walnut School District might exist as a standalone entity next year, he said the expectation is that students will be attending AHSTW schools in Avoca. That plan has already been communicated to the Walnut community. Once voters approve the reorganization, the districts will come together, which will solve a looming problem for Walnut, where the school district would eventually be spending too much according to state regulations. Plans are already underway for what happens following a reorganization, which includes a discussion between the Walnut School Board and the City of Walnut about possible uses for the community school building, as I mentioned a moment ago. Ulrich said that no commitments have been made, but the ultimate decision will be made by Walnut officials alone, not by anyone from Avoca or elsewhere. Well, firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were dispatched to a controlled burn that got out of control late Wednesday morning. The call came just after 11:45 a.m. Thick black smoke could be seen rising from the area of 58475 Marnie Road, just east of Fayette Road. The fire had reportedly spread to a grassy area, but there were no structures in danger. Northwest winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour helped to fan the smoke and flames. The situation was brought under control within about 35 minutes. Officials say one woman died in a house fire in rural Iowa last weekend. In information released from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday, they said 47-year-old Julia Schlichte of Manning was found dead inside the home, located about 3 miles northeast of town. Investigators say the fire that consumed the house has left it in complete disrepair. Authorities said they were awaiting autopsy results to determine Schlichte's cause of death. No other injuries were reported. The sheriff said the source of the fire that occurred early Saturday morning remains under investigation, although foul play is not suspected. Funeral services for Julia Schlichte will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. The stoplights are working again at the intersection of Highway 92 and Harry Langdon Boulevard in Council Bluffs, 2 days after an accident involving an oversized semi caused them to be knocked down. Bluffs police report the traffic lights have been repaired, and as of 4:45 p.m. Wednesday, traffic was being allowed to resume a normal pattern in the construction zone. Police in Red Oak are investigating a hit-and-run property damage accident that happened sometime between 10 p.m. Tuesday and 8 a.m. Wednesday. The owner of a 2002 Pontiac Grand Prix reported to authorities that their vehicle was struck by an unknown vehicle overnight, causing $1,500 damage. The incident took place in the 1100 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak. Police in Harlan say there were no injuries reported following an accident that took place last Saturday. Officials said a 2001 Mercury driven by Sean Gessert of Harlan was traveling north on 6th Street and had entered the intersection with Pine Street when his car was hit on the right front corner by a 2000 Dodge that failed to stop as it was traveling west on Pine. That car was driven by Brian Parker of Harlan. After the impact, Parker continued to drive up into the yard of a residence to avoid further damage to Gessert's vehicle. Parker was subsequently cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,500. Shelby County Emergency Manager Bob Seibert says a bridge on Timber Road will be closed beginning next Monday, March the 9th, while the bridge is removed and replaced with a culvert. The affected area is between 149 and 117 Timber Road over an unnamed tributary of Walnut Creek between Monroe Townships 34 and 35. The road will be closed for about 5 to 6 weeks, weather permitting. Residents and emergency responders who use the affected section of the road will need to find an alternate route. If you have any questions, you can call the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 712-755-5954. And police in Harlan report 5 people were arrested over the past week. On February 24th, 50-year-old Kurt Anstey of Audubon was arrested in Harlan on a charge of impersonating a public official after police investigated complaints of harassing messages and texts. Anstey was brought to the Shelby County Jail. On February 26th, 21-year-old Niall Lamb of Denison was taken into custody when officers investigated a suspicious vehicle. Lamb was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband. And on February 25th, 3 people from Harlan were arrested after officers were called to a domestic disturbance in the 1700 block of 6th Street. 43-year-old Timothy Sorensen was charged with domestic abuse, assault, possession of stolen property, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 29-year-old Marsha Finch was charged with criminal mischief and assault. 43-year-old Pamela Fries was also charged with assault. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.